is this. Again, it's the word Nephilim. Eternal life. I want every one of us to know that we are not living a life of salvation just for momentary goodness or just for this life on this earth. In fact, in the book of Matthew 24, verse 13, it says, "Those who endure to the end shall be saved." Listen. Of what I did for what I've received on this side. Because I want you to know, if you've lost your mother and she's a Christian, right now she's singing the glory song to the Lord. I want you to know if you will have lost a child too soon. I want you to know that when you get to heaven, you will find out that they will tell you, don't regret what happened in my life because I have finished my work and it is well worth it. And I'm glad that you can do your best to follow me. I'm telling you, For the Son of Man is a beginning coming to start journey. He left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his word, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch, therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. These coming suddenly, he found his servant, and what I say unto all, watch! In the dying words, I want you to understand something that the Lord is speaking to you about. I get concerned when it comes right here, when it comes to the prosecutor, trying to define this very opportunity. I tell you what, we've got people that have prophesied, oh, can you take this to see if the Lord is not, or the one coming to me? People came to me last night, and to be aware of the season of the Lord. And I want you to know that today, in the time in which we live, it should be more clear to us that we are finishing up this dispensation of this generation that will see everything fulfilled. We are finishing up the time. We should be more aware than ever that the Bible is true, that the world is coming to a place where we are going to see a completion of the matter. But we do not need to be in fear about the future. God is going to provide for the church, and He's going to provide for you, and He will protect you. So listen, be all you want to be in the future of prophecy. I'm a supporter of making yourself educated. Just don't go off the deep end. Because fear is what the Lord tells us about in His prophecy. He says that when I return, will I find safe under you? You know, I wish I could only preach on the living and only preach on the dying, but that is not the part of the pastor of the local church. You know, it's my responsibility to preach the full counsel of God and to bring balance to these things. And I want you to understand something, that it's going to be way more important that when the Lord comes, He finds us full of faith, preaching the gospel, doing good, living our lives holy day to day. I want you to know that there's a story of two virgins, and I want you to know that I want you to see like five of them had their world in their lives, five of them had their life lived, and five of them were living a life that the Lord Himself could move within. Woo! I want you to know that if you want to be prepared for the return of the Lord, just don't be prepared. There's a moment to give you something to do. Give your life to the seed of God and the kingdom of the life that God has given you to just live a good life in the Christian. There is only people who are going to be there. There is only people who are going to be there. we want the return of the Lord and we want to be ready for the return of the Lord, we're going to have to get our candles burned in Christ so that God can see the light of the church and He will command His blessing towards His people. Amen. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you before the Lord under the blood, listen to me, there is no way you will not be accepted in Him. And that's what I want to know about this power of destination and the rest of the church. And I want us to understand that right here, it says that one day, I want to see what you see. That should give you hope. standing in the glory and the presence of the King, and we will forget all about who God is. So the Bible says, I would rather have you be which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. Do you understand that in his ascension, when he was coming out of the grave, the first thing he knew was that the Lord did away with the place called Babylon. It used to be a place. that we are not greater and glory about this world or this place and that time, and we are still going to live. But we are blessed in this life here with us, and we are going to witness and live for you by faith, and we also live by faith. And God, that our future is in your hands. God, that you will deliver.